Hello, this is Elodie Reed, digital producer for Vermont Public Radio. This podcast has been edited for brevity and clarity. Yay!
I'm Jane Lindholm, and this is Vermont Edition. As the coronavirus pandemic progressed, families expecting a new child had to face the realities of hospital restrictions that, in some parts of the country, sometimes excluded everyone other than the laboring parent from the delivery room. For the most part, in Vermont, families were allowed to have a second parent or support person present at the birth of a new baby, or babies. But many families and medical professionals advocated for changing the rules to also allow a different kind of support person to attend, a doula. Doulas are trained support people who help new parents, often through multiple stages, including the time leading up to the birth, during labor and delivery, and afterwards with postpartum support. Today marks the start of World Doula Week, and we're joined now by Mary Kate Shanahan, a birth and postpartum doula with Island Doula Vermont, which serves clients in the northwestern part of the state. Mary Kate, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks so much for having me, Jane.
So, Mary Kate, for a little while during the pandemic, but certainly not throughout the past year, doulas weren't allowed in Vermont hospitals. How long was that time period where not even doulas were allowed?
That's correct. We were not allowed to be in the hospital from around mid-March to late June. It felt like forever, but we really pushed hard to get back into the hospitals for summertime.
And that was because the hospitals were worried about the spread of COVID-19. I mean, nobody who was unnecessary to a medical procedure was supposed to be let in. And so there were only very special circumstances under which, you know, other people could come in for someone to support someone who was undergoing a medical procedure. And my understanding is that in Vermont, for almost exclusively the whole time, a second parent was allowed in. But that wasn't the case everywhere in the country.
That's correct. I think so. Yes, in Vermont, one support person was allowed throughout, but there were times there were weeks when we had clients calling us saying, what do we do if we can't even have our second support person there? And people all across the country were laboring alone with the medical staff, and that just breaks our heart. And I think that we are lucky to have gotten in when we could, and in Vermont we were lucky to be able to have a support person there throughout the pandemic.
Why is it so important to have support people with you when you're giving birth? I mean, leaving aside the fact that, you know, a non-birthing parent is an equal parent and, you know, should be able to be there at their child's birth, for the parent who is actually going through labor and delivery, why is having a support person there so crucial for so many people?
That's a great question, Jane. I think what it really comes down to is having that continuous support. So medical professionals always will be there in the hospital, of course, but they're busy. Sometimes they're seeing multiple patients. The doctors are in and out. The nurses are in and out. They're focusing a lot on the medical side, but who's there to focus on the emotional and, you know, the non-healthcare related needs of the birthing person? And to have that continuous support from someone that you love or someone that you trust really is critical to help you through what can be a challenging time, labor and delivery.
Does having a support person there, whether it's another parent or a doula or someone else, does it change the emotional experience of giving birth, the physical experience of giving birth? I mean, does it change how you experience pain if you have people there who are attending to your emotional needs?
It absolutely can. There have been many studies that have been done worldwide even that have shown reduced rates of cesarean, reduced rates of other medical interventions just by having a doula to support you. We support in many ways, physically, emotionally, and we also provide space to really help inform people of choice. And when it comes to labor and delivery and postpartum, feeling like you have choice and like you have a say in what's happening really shows for good birth outcomes in general, both for the birthing person and for the new baby.
Listeners, what about you? Did you give birth in the last year? Are you maybe going to give birth soon and still dealing with what you maybe thought when you got pregnant wouldn't still be happening with the pandemic? Tell us about your experience. Tell us what it's been like to give birth, to have a new baby during this pandemic. 1-800-639-2211 is our number. Again, that's 1-800-639-2211. Crying babies in the background are totally fine with us. Or send an email to vermontedition@vpr.org. Mary Kate, when people were aware that there were challenges, or even they were just feeling uncertainty and fear about what it might be like to have a baby in a pandemic, did you talk to people who chose a different route than they had originally planned? You know, either had originally thought they would give birth in a hospital setting, but then decided on a home birth, or vice versa, that they had been thinking a home birth and then thought, you know what, we might need a different level of medical facility and to be there from the start.
Yeah, I would say that a lot of people kind of reconsidered the safety of a hospital. And we all know that hospitals are doing an incredible job at keeping their staff and their patients safe. But, you know, people were worried when there wasn't a lot of information on the coronavirus at first. And so many people considered doing home births. And at Island Doula, we support home births as well as hospital births. We will kind of meet anyone where they're at. But people really did kind of reconsider what their needs and what their comfort levels were within the birthing space. And a lot of people did, you know, consider home births, but many people we found really were reaching out to us, to doulas, to kind of help navigate that path for them.
What were they telling you about their fears and concerns?
I think one of the biggest fears we heard initially was that birthing people would be separated from their babies. At first, if the COVID-19 test results didn't come back, or there was just a lot of unknown whether you could pass the virus down to your baby. And so I think the biggest worry that we heard was that people didn't want their babies taken from them, which anyone could understand. And thankfully, that's not something that happened in Vermont. And our care providers were incredibly mindful about keeping families together. But there was a big fear about not being able to be with your baby after, if there was a risk of you being exposed to COVID.
Given the fact that, you know, you're not working for a hospital, although you certainly work in conjunction with area hospitals, mm-hmm. How did you help try to alleviate those concerns? You know, how did you reach out to the hospitals and birthing centers to say, you know, what are your policies? Here's what my client is worried about. How can I reassure people or give them the facts about what might actually be happening?
Right. So the hospitals were great about continuing with giving updates both to the public and to their staff within. And we really acted as a person to be able to give that correct information directly from the hospital to our clients, to be able to encourage what they were doing to keep people safe in the hospital. And they put a lot of really important protocols in place to make it safe to have a baby there. And so it was kind of our job to bridge that gap and provide that information and inform our clients that it was safe to have babies in the hospital during this time.
What was it like to try to help families and pregnant people navigate the hospital experience when you couldn't be there for those few months that doulas weren't allowed in?
It was certainly difficult. I would say, at least in the birth doula perspective, a lot of what I do and a lot of what we do is a physical support. And it's not as easy to instruct someone else to be able to give that same physical support that we just so naturally comes to us from doing it with lots of experience. But that informational, educational, and emotional support was still critical. And so whether that be Zoom, over the phone, or a lot of birth and postpartum preparation, even just holding space for that person makes a huge difference in their birth outcomes. So even if we weren't able to be physically there, and that was difficult, I will admit, it still was very important for us to have a presence for those clients.
Did you do Zoom births? I mean, were you there not physically, but virtually in the room at the same time for some of the births during that time period?
Absolutely, yes. A lot of doulas switched over and are still doing virtual birth work and a lot of virtual postpartum work. A lot of what turned virtual for us and even still is today, being allowed back in the hospital, are our prenatal visits. And that actually has worked out really well. We're probably going to continue doing some of our prenatal and educational visits via Zoom. But yes, it was definitely interesting to be a face on a screen or over the phone during that time.
What kind of things would you do? I mean, did you find yourself having, I mean, obviously you're trying not to shout at someone, but maybe shouting at the other support partner to say, hold their hand, you know, rub their back.
Yeah. A lot of it came down to really helping in the preparation period. So we kind of held a similar role during, but yeah, partners really stepped up during this time. I'm so impressed and continue to be impressed by the support people in the birthing room, because even if they're the only one there, they really stepped up. And so props to everyone out there who helped their partners through birth during this difficult year.
Let's go to Corinne, who's calling in from Jay, New York. Hi, Corinne. Welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your experience.
Sure. So my husband and I chose to work with a doula in preparation for my first birth that happened this past mid-January. And I would say, I guess, one of the most important aspects of that partnership with her was also the support to my husband. It was, you know, really important to both of us that we'd be informed about, as you're speaking about, all the different options that we had, but also really supporting him with a tool set to help support me during the birth. And that was invaluable to both of us. It was our first child. We knew it was a big moment in our lives, and we wanted to be equipped. And we're so thankful that we were able to work with a doula. She was so supportive of us and our choices and helping us make those choices. And then, you know, it was so amazing to be able to have her in the room helping us when the moment actually came as well.
Corinne, as you moved through your pregnancy, did you have to constantly reevaluate, you know, where things were with the pandemic and what the experience might be like in terms of any kind of family support or friend support, in addition to, you know, who would be allowed in with you when you were giving birth? Because I imagine that maybe when you got pregnant, you didn't necessarily think that we'd still be in the midst of a pandemic when you were delivering.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a plan A and a plan B, and plan A was everything we hoped and dreamed for, and that's exactly how it was able to happen, thankfully, and plan B was very different. It was a very traditional hospital birth, which, you know, kind of leaning for something hopefully slightly more natural. And as far as support, we had just moved to a new area, and we had no family and really had made no friends here. We stayed really isolated with trying to stay safe. And so she acted also as a support for us in that way, and helping us figure out, you know, with it being so isolating, what we could do, and just having her there to, you know, be there to lean on postpartum and leading up to that. But yeah, it was definitely, you know, every day was different up until I actually gave birth. We had no idea if it would be plan A or plan B, and we just had to stay really flexible. And, you know, I had a birth plan that I was ready to share with wherever I ended up giving birth.
Well, Corinne, congratulations on your new baby, and thank you very much for sharing your experience
you.
With us. Yeah, good luck to you. Mary Kate, I mean, one of the other things that doulas do is offer postpartum support. And so not just, you know, leading up to the birth of a baby, but then afterwards supporting parents. And, you know, that might also look a little bit different now. I'm hearing from some new parents that they're feeling a lot of joy in being able to spend concentrated time home with their baby. And maybe both parents, if it's a two-parent household, are at home, even if one of them is working. But there's also a lot of parents saying, this is really isolating. I don't have my parents who can come and see my baby, or I can't, you know, leave my child with a friend so that I can take a shower. So I'm curious how you're navigating postpartum support.
That's a great question, because I think it has been that kind of contraindicating, both so joyful to be home with this baby and be able to spend that time, but it also is really isolating, and the postpartum time can be surprisingly isolating anyways, but it has been especially so with the pandemic. And so we've been grateful to be able to go into people's homes and be taking really careful precautions to be able to do that and support people postpartum. It's really key to be checking in on the whole family's mental health and see how the baby's doing, and really be there to support the birth person, because they don't have family or friends, even if they are close by, popping in to drop something off or to hold the baby or things like that. They really lean on us pretty heavily during that period, which has been wonderful, but also difficult for parents.
doula support in most states and Vermont is not usually funded by health insurance. How expensive can it be to hire a doula? And, you know, how can families that don't have that money get the support that they might need to move through having a baby?
Sure. And that's a great question. And I think it's an important one to ask, because we always are trying to be able to meet people where they're at, whether it be physically, emotionally, and financially. There are a lot of options out there for people who need support. There is a volunteer doula program through the hospital for birth support. It does differ from the private doula practice that we do, in the sense that you're just meeting your doula kind of at the door as you're coming in, and it's wonderful support, but it is different than the kind of personalized private doula support that you would get. And it is not currently covered by health insurance, but we always encourage people to put it on their baby registry, to really plan to have that as part of their childcare financial planning, because it can be just as important as, you know, buying a bassinet or being able to kind of shift that money around so that it makes sense for that family. It can be really important.
What is the range of cost usually for doulas, for private doulas, not volunteer doulas?
It really depends on the area that you're in. I'd say in Vermont, for birth doula, and again, this really varies, can be anywhere from, you know, $700 to $2,000. You know, it's something that you do kind of have to put towards an investment. But I can't tell you a single family that we've worked with that doesn't say that we're worth our weight in gold, but I absolutely understand that is something people have to kind of really think mindfully about to make that decision for their family.
Mary Kate Shanahan is a birth and postpartum doula with Island Doula Vermont, which serves families in northwestern Vermont. And we've been talking with her at the start of World Doula Week. Mary Kate, thank you very much for sharing your experiences with us.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me on. Appreciate it.